Ay, bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Bobo, welcome to season 2 of the Agua Cerrito podcast show. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, Professor Konekife, and I am really excited to be with you as we kick off season 2 of the podcast. It's really, really amazing. In today's episode, we are going to kick off the season theme of loving on the laws, and we're going to share insights on how to communicate with the laws of Haitian voodoo. As always, we are going to kick off today's season premiere with breath and prayer. So let's start with our breath. Let's breathe together 3 times. Inhale serenity. And exhale fear. Inhale acceptance. And exhale doubt. Inhale love. And exhale uncertainty. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat. Greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the ancestral spirits in the east, in the west, the north, and the south. Greetings to our ancestral spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects all of us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Particularly, I want to thank all of you as we start off with a new season of this podcast show. Thank you for the moment to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with light, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and our minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibobo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, aoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sem, bo. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to season 2 of our show. And I know when we ended season 1 of the podcast, we specifically said in our episodes, in our season finale, that we were going to start back up in September. That was the original plan. However, my executive producers of the show, aka the Laws, had other plans. So here we are kicking off this season a little bit early. And I think what's interesting, if you took nothing away from season 1, is that we're going to keep it fluid, right? So remember, I think I mentioned at the end of the season finale, we were originally supposed to have 9 episodes in season 1 and it ended up being like 21 episodes. So it's probably going to be a little bit fluid in this season as well. So I say, you know, have a little bit of grace because we are not doing this alone. You know, we do have, you know, divinely led guidance that's providing support with this show. So there may be some changes, but the good thing is, whatever we say, I think right now it's trending towards under promising and over delivering. And I hope we can continue to keep that theme. So here we are starting back up a little early, but really excited to get back into the fold. So what are we going to do for season 2? We're going to spend time really talking about each specific law. And, you know, I think I want to come back and talk about like why I selected Loving on the Laws as the theme for season 2. But we're going to be sharing information across the various different nations from not only a theological lens, but also just from an experiential lens. And listeners, if this is your first episode, I definitely say check out some of the episodes in season 1 that gives a little bit of these definitions when I use words like nations and I talk about theological and experiential lens. A lot of that was foundational. So I'm going to move forward. And you'll see what will happen. So the listeners, if you haven't had a chance to listen to all the episodes in season 1, I say check that out because this is a cumulative body of knowledge, which means that as we go further and further into our conversation, into our journey into Haitian Vodou on this podcast, the language will become a little bit more sophisticated, right? So I think this may be one of the last episodes where I stop and give like definitions, especially if it's definitions I've already provided. So I want to open up and share that perspective. But like I said, we're going to be spending time talking about the various different laws. And as part of this conversation, you know, when we talk about the different laws, we're also going to be talking about specific escorts within the Vodou pantheon. So we talked about nations, you know, we talked about like, you know, the different you know, the different like families. I don't think we talked about escort. So let me take a moment. And so this will be a new definition, at least that we're sharing on the show. So an escort, when we say Allah's escort, we essentially are referring to a group of spirits that essentially accompany the main spirit that is being discussed, right? So it's really interesting is that think of it like a court. You know, if this was a royal, let's say, and actually some of the laws are royal, are royalty, but think about like the royal court, right? Or an entourage, if you will. So there will be specific laws that are discussed as like the central focus of the conversation, but typically they sometimes are accompanied, like they have allies or they have other expressions of other divinities that are linked to them either by affinity or by function or sometimes by tradition. Some escorts are you know, essentially ally laws or different expressions of laws that are part of a lineage or a, you know, habitation. So for example, when I say escort, so let me maybe give an example. Let's take the Ezulis, for example. So Ezulis are an escort, the divine feminine laws that are called Ezuli. So we know, and we've talked about, and we will talk about this season, Ezuli Freda of the Rada Nation, right? But then there's also Ezuli Doto of the Petwa Nation. And both of those are the main laws in their respective nations. However, both of them have a variety of other female spirits or female laws that make up their court, that make up their escort. So there's an escort of, you know, the Ezuli, you know, Freda and other what we call metres, right? The escort of Rada metresses. But there's also an escort of Petwo metresses as well. We see that also when we think about like the escort of Ogu or the Nago Nation, right? So Ogu is part of the Nago Nation, but there is an escort of many Ogus, right, that make up that nation. Also with Ogu, there's an escort of other warrior spirits, right, that are essentially his close allies. So as we go into the conversations, you know, we're gonna spend a lot of the time, you know, talking about some of the main laws, maybe the most commonly known laws that people hear about from time to time, but where we have information, we will delve into specifics on specific escorts and the laws that are accompanying that specific main law. So that's going to be part of the conversation in season two. So we're going to kick off this season's conversation. And our first episode, I'm actually really excited about this first episode. Our first episode next week, we will be actually discussing the role of God in Haitian Vodou. You know, and I think that's such an important centering. Again, when we talk about deconstructing Vodou, I feel like, you know, at least from some of the materials that I've read, the research I've come across, it seems like the role of God, while it's not kind of the central conversation, it is extremely important because, again, these laws, they are intermediaries for God, right? They are, they come from the supreme God, from the supreme architect of the universe. And so I find it really interesting when I read research, usually is like a one line, you know, when they talk about God in Haitian Vodou, it's like, well, God, there's a God, but it's a distant God. And then there's these laws, right? And then it delves into that. Well, we're going to deconstruct and we're going to decolonize. And I think part of that is talking about the importance of the role of God in Haitian Vodou. So that's going to be the first episode we kick off. And then we're going to, you know, take time. We're going to kind of, you know, again, in order of règlement, you know, we're going to then foray into a variety of laws that embody, you know, and make up the Rada Nation. So remember, Rada Nation are the cool spirits primarily from the kingdom of Diomé, which is now present day Benin. So some of the Rada laws that we will be talking about include ones like Papa Legba, like Masa, like Dumbala, you know, and so forth and so on. Once we kind of wrap up the conversations around the Rada Nacional laws, we'll then go into in the season and talk about the Nago Nacion, right? So remember, the Nago Nacion are the fiery spirits that were very instrumental in the Haitian Revolution, and they hailed primarily from Nigeria and other African countries such as Benin. And so when we talk about the Nago Nacion, we are talking about Ogu, right? Papa Ogu and his escort of Ogu laws, his escort of other Nago spirits. We'll then pivot as we wrap up those discussions. We'll then take some time and have several, many episodes on the laws that make up what we call the Petro Congo Nation, right? And so when we think about the Petro Congo Nation, these are powerful laws that many of them were birthed through the pains and oppressions of the enslaved Africans in Haiti that fought alongside the Nago laws during the Haitian Revolution. And just as it sounds, so we say, you see the Petro Congo, there is a separate Congo Nacion. We're going to kind of talk, we're going to talk to them collectively, but we'll also just kind of give nuances where we have that in, you know, set of information. And then we'll wrap up this season discussing the Gede Nacion. And when I think about Gede Nacion again, you know, I guess for context, they can be called a nacion, like we've said in past episodes. They're also called a family. So they're, you know, we also refer to them as the Lakwa family. And these laws, they embody death, rebirth, transformation, and the afterlife, right? So we're going to end the season, you know, talking about many of those laws. So I'm really excited to delve into the conversations about each of these different laws. And just share some perspectives with you all. And I want to go back to the theme. So remember, the theme of this new season is called Loving on the Laws. And what exactly do I mean by loving on the laws? Let's unpack that for a moment. In my opinion and in my perspective, in my life journey, I simply do not feel that the laws get enough credit for what they do for practitioners, what the laws do for humanity, and what the laws do essentially for the world. I don't see enough centering on how amazing these divinities are. I don't see enough centering on how loving these divinities are, particularly to their devotees. I also don't see enough centering on how powerful these laws are. And so as a dedication to them, as an ode to them, this episode is all about loving on them. And it's all about centering Vodou as a living, loving, ancestral practice that it truly is. It's not just a belief system. You know, you'll hear me and other people say this time and time again, Vodou is a way of life, you know, and these laws, we are so, so fortunate. We're so blessed that we have a faith tradition that not only provides markers as a way of living, we have access to them in a way that I just feel so, they leave me in awe with how accessible they are, how understanding they are, how forgiving they are. Because, you know, the laws, they are family, you know, they're guardian angels. Their family, I love the laws. I know they love me. And I think what's beautiful is that because of their accessibility, I live every life in co-creation with them. And they have worked miracles. Like, you would not believe the miracles that they've worked in my life, in places that I thought would be impossible, I've seen possibilities flourish. With the laws, dreams that I thought were a distant idea have become reality, have manifested in ways that I could, in ways that I possibly couldn't have imagined. If you're like me, listeners, like, I know sometimes we all have like things we want to do or dreams and visions and things like that. And part of having these is sometimes we are really, unfortunately, I think, overthinking, well, how are these things going to happen? Okay, maybe this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And, you know, we kind of go into this like thought pattern of how things happen. And the laws, I think the more I've learned to surrender, you know, to God and surrender to the laws, even still having whatever ideas and visions and dreams I have, the more I surrender to them and let them drive and let them own that, the more I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles. I honestly would not be alive right now if it wasn't for the laws. I have had so many different experiences, some of them near death experiences, and the laws have always protected me. They've always guided me. And I said, there is nothing I would want to do more after having a foundational discussion about Vodou in season one, than to just take some time and just share with the world how powerful and how awesome and how amazing these laws are. So we're going to take some time. We're going to talk about each of the laws. We're going to talk about, and they each come with their love differently. They each bring a unique like perspective to the relationship. You know, they each test you differently, right? They each teach you something differently. And I think that's what's so beautiful about them is that, and I think the other thing, I'll say one last thing before I move on. I think the other thing that's amazing that I've come to really, really appreciate is how the laws want you to live in your authenticity. Oh, there are far too many times I've heard individuals in other faith traditions not able to truly be who they want to be because of the expectations of their parents, the expectations of their society, the expectations of their communities, and in some cases, the expectations of their faith. And I can say unequivocally that within Vodou, you can truly, truly be your authentic self. And the laws accept you as you are. And that is just freedom. And it goes back to why Vodou is a liberation theory. Because it allows you to be who you are. It allows you to be exactly who God intended you to be. In fact, that is how you can truly align with the laws, is the more you step into who you are, the more they can better guide your life's journey and allow you and help you to understand and unlock your life's mission in the vibration of authenticity. So powerful. It's so powerful. And I so wish, even if it's not within Vodou, listeners, but I wish that each and every person listening to this podcast episode and listening to the season have the opportunity and have the courage to live and be who they want to be. And I hope that you are able to identify that. And if you feel called to Vodou and you feel like this is the path for you, know that you can do that within this faith tradition. So when we talk about loving on the laws, like what does that mean tactically, right? Especially in a podcast, like what do we specifically mean that we're going to do? So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're going to do when we talk about loving on the laws, you know, we're going to take some time and share insights on their energy, and talk about their function within the pantheon, or at least as I know them to be. As you know, of course, as I did in season one, we're going to also bring in a lot of conversations and perspectives from scholars and other research into this conversation, in addition to my own lived experiences. We'll also have guests, right? So we'll have some guests that will that will kind of share with us from time to time different aspects that they have around these different laws. And where it makes sense, this may not be the case with every single law that we cover, but where it makes sense, we will do a comparative analysis. You know, there are some laws and some divinities that their energetic signature is very comparable to other divinities across world religions. So we will talk, we will do where it makes sense to bring in those comparative perspectives. To love on the laws is to play their songs. You know, we've been in season one, we've been playing a lot of different Vodou songs, but what we're going to do differently in this season with each episode, you know, that we specifically take time to talk about the laws, we're also going to talk about the music. We're going to talk about the songs that are played in that specific episode. And where I can, I would like to actually break down the lyrics of the different songs and what that song specifically means for that specific, you know, law. Because in Vodou, songs are considered prayers. So every time we play a song, and it's a song about a particular law, what we essentially are doing is putting out a prayer of intention as a means to connect with them, as a means to celebrate who they are. We're going to talk about songs in general in Haitian Vodou in a future season, but as part of this, like, loving on the laws, these season episodes, we're going to take time with the songs that we play to kind of break down the song and help connect why that song is important for that particular law. To love on the laws is also to speak their name, right? Speak their name, share the experiences, share the lessons, you know, share kind of, you know, what are some of the ways that they can come to life and really be part of your journey. And to love on the laws, I think, is also to celebrate how these laws are present in our daily lives, right? And I think, you know, it's going back to sharing moments, right? Moments and it can be like everyday, like mundane moments, but it can also be in very transformational moments. And I've always heard, this is, you know, something that I've always heard Vodouisans say, is that if you happen to find out and know the laws that walk with you, if, again, you feel called to Vodou and you decide that this is a path for you, you will soon find out that you don't choose Vodou. Vodou chooses you. And that's similar to the laws. The laws choose you. And I've always been told since I was a child that the laws that have chosen you in Creole, réclamer, right? Or reclaim. So the laws that have, you know, kind of created a sense of an act of reclamation of you into bringing them and inviting them into your world. They've actually been walking with you even before birth. And they walk with you from the time you're conceived all the way until your date of transition out of this earthly realm. And that's so reassuring. And I think it's so reaffirming as to why having a relationship with these laws are extremely important. So we're going to take time to, you know, when we say loving on the laws, those are the types of things that we want to specifically do. I also want to mention, again, from a decolonized lens, that to love on the laws is also to learn and love Haitian culture. And learning Haitian culture, what I mean by that is that the laws, again, are intertwined into Haitian Creole language, you know, which I want to talk about in a little while, into Haitian drumming, into Haitian dance, in Haitian art, in Haitian cosmology, in the Haitian history. It is not enough to say that you love the laws and are not tethered to the island, even if you haven't had an opportunity to visit, right? But to support, right? To be an ally to Haitian people, to understand the culture, to learn the language, right? So I think it's important, you know, if we're in an access of talking about loving the laws and talking about reclamation, we're talking about reclaiming our love for the laws, we also have to reclaim and love Haitian people. We have to love Haitian culture, Aïe Bobo, okay? So I think that's an important, you know, kind of side point, but I think is extremely important when we talk about truly loving the laws. So yeah, this season we are going to reclaim our loa joy, okay? We're going to reclaim the beauty of all of these divine beings in such an authentic way, and we invite our listeners to consider these perspectives when they are thinking about the laws of Haitian Vodou. So everything we're going to cover this season, you know, we hope that you will take these into considerations in your own respective journeys. I can already tell this is going to be one of my favorite seasons. I can already tell. So we took some time to talk about what we're going to do this season, you know, in keeping with kind of how we started our first season. I also want to be very clear about what we're not going to do in this season. So I think the biggest thing that we're not going to do, we're not going to be sharing practical ways to serve the laws. And when I say practical ways to serve the laws, for example, people may say, oh, well, what does, you know, Dumbala drink? Or what is the color that Ogu likes? Or what is the offerings that I should give to Lasilin, right? We're not going to do that in this specific season, in none of the episodes. Now, some people may decide to want to do that. Let's say if we have certain guests, if they decide to share, you know, honor and respect to them, we're going to absolutely, you know, allow them to share that information. But me as the host, I will not be doing that. And I want to share why. I want to go back to this idea about reglema. And I also want to go back to the idea that in Haitian Vodou is a very decentralized religion. And that means that the laws are served very differently from laku to laku, from bitation to bitation, from société to société. And if I start to say and give you how, you know, this law, you know, takes this drink and you're supposed to light them on these days and these are the offerings and this is their color, etc., 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 I'm essentially giving you the reglement of my bitation. That's essentially what I'm giving you. And that may not align with your lineage. It may not align with your spiritual path. And so while there is sometimes, you know, people are enticed to like want to share that information, and I see a lot of books do, and I think, you know, I think it's fine. You know, there's a lot of different materials. There's a lot of resources out there, honestly, that give specifics and guidance on the practicality of serving the laws. I want to refrain from doing that. I want to honor and respect the reglement and the traditions of every laku, of every vodou bitation, of every vodou société, right? And they may be different from mine. So for the time being, I do not plan on doing that. Now, recall, because I know how this is part of this specific episode, so I say that. Now, if my executive producers down the line decide to make a different decision and they want me to take a different direction, I will. But for now, we will not be giving out that type of guidance. And that will not be the focal point, right? The focal point is loving on the laws, understanding their energy, understanding how they're embodied, understanding and being able to give them their flowers, right? That's essentially the goal of this specific season. And I always say, you know, as part of that should you feel called to Vodou, right? Again, this is not a path for everyone, but if you feel called to Vodou, I highly suggest you check out episode 19 of season one, starting out with a relationship with your ancestors first and letting them guide and protect your path to the laws. And your ancestors can be a great point of reference to give you the path, you know, to kind of open the door, give you path on how to serve any particular laws. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. I'm going to talk about how to communicate with the laws. So that we are going to talk about, right? We're going to talk about, you know, and want to wrap up this season premiere, how to communicate with the laws. And then I'm going to leave you with a couple of just kind of some last tips, right? In terms of, you know, things to consider when it comes to connecting with the laws. Hope you're enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com for more information about past episodes, show notes, and more.
Are you passionate about Haitian Vodou, its history, and its role in shaping the Haitian culture in the world? Then let us introduce you to COSAMBA, the premier scholarly association dedicated to the study of Haitian Vodou and Pan-African religions. COSAMBA brings together scholars, practitioners, and the broader community to explore the richness of Pan-African traditions. Through research, conferences, and community engagement, COSAMBA keeps the sacred tradition of Haitian Vodou alive while fostering deeper understandings. Whether you're a scholar, a student, or simply someone seeking to learn more about these powerful faith traditions, COSAMBA is your gateway to knowledge and connections. Visit COSAMBA, COSANBA.org to learn more and join the movement.
Want to make a difference in a child's life? The Empowerment Network 10 Global, founded by Dr. Charlene Desir, is transforming communities by providing children with opportunities to learn, grow, and thrive. Through summer camps, leadership programs, and educational support, 10 Global creates safe, nurturing spaces where children can develop confidence, life skills, and a brighter future. Centered in Haitian Vodou cosmology and African spirituality, these programs give kids the tools they need to succeed, whether it's academically, socially, spiritually, or emotionally. But we need your help. By donating, volunteering, or spreading the word, you can help provide scholarships, supplies, and life-changing experiences for these young minds. Visit 10global.org today. That's TENGLOBAL.org. Get involved or get connected. Together, we empower. Together, we rise. So how does one communicate with the laws? And it goes back to this idea around reciprocity. It goes back to relationship building. That's so just like if you want to make a friend, you know, you are meeting someone for the first time and, you know, you want to build a relationship. It is the same thing when it comes to the laws. There's a saying that actually Root Dr. Kai, I want to shout Dr. Kyle on TikTok. She says a relationship is a ritual in motion. I love that tagline. She shared it in a recent video. And I was like, ooh, I definitely want to share that line because I think it's so true. A relationship with the laws is a ritual in motion because we are living altars, right? We are living temples. Because of who we are and how we communicate with the laws, it does become a ritual in motion. So I think that's such a powerful statement. And I think it goes back to when we think about communicating with the laws, creating a connection with them is all about the inner game. You know, I talked about this last season where many Western perspectives in, you know, particularly in certain westernized religions create this idea or create a narrative that a spiritual path has to begin in the church. It has to begin with spiritual leaders and spiritualists. And that's kind of the lens. And there's this kind of hierarchy. But when we think about a decolonized lens of how to understand Haitian Vodou, how to understand the laws, it's all about the basics. And the basics is all about going inward. So we talked about that, right? So if you want to create a connection with the laws, it's all about going in inside of yourself. Because what you're attempting to do, you're attempting to essentially communicate with divine energy beings, And remember, your soul is an energetic being in and of itself, wrapped in an avatar that we call a physical body. So you are an energy. And you're seeking to connect with other divine energies. Some individuals argue that you are also a divine energy, which I completely agree, right? So if you're a divine energy being looking to connect with another divine energetic being, you have to think about how do you go inwards and connect internally with yourself, right? And it's, again, it goes back to this idea of harmony and balance. And you being able to connect with yourself allows you to open up kind of this idea and the portal of the relationships you have with the laws. And when we talk about an inner game, it's also how are you kind of tracking internally and following your, your intuition, right? How do you follow your intuition to take inspired actions that center your inner world, right? Taking inspired intuitive actions that invest and protect your specific energy. Taking inspired intuitive actions with a sense of devotion towards really unleashing your true essence that is in alignment with the laws you communicate with. Connecting with the laws and communicating with them is also seeking to align with them. And so when you take the time to do that, you take the time to listen to yourself, go inward, take those intuitive, inspired actions that are centered from your internal energy, what happens is that you're able to then cultivate that energy from within. And as you take steps and actions outwardly, you stay within the true frequency of who you are. And you're moving from a place of liberation. Okay. So connecting with the laws is connecting with yourself first and staying in that space of alignment, and such that your intuitive, inspired actions that are projected out on the physical realm allow you to stay within the true frequency of who you are, as well as the vibrational frequency of the laws that walk with you. And listeners, if you didn't get that, I would suggest rewind what I just said and listen to that again, because again, that is the one of the most important aspects when it comes to building a relationship with divine energies, divine beings like the laws. You know, I really believe that you know, if you want to live in a certain type of reality, you want to manifest a certain type of life, it is an internal job, right? Yes, you are going to take inspired actions, but it starts within yourself. And it starts with being in alignment with the laws, right? And so if you're seeking those sorts of types of connections, starting with understanding this concept is the first step to doing that. You know, if you're not sure which laws walk with you, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna talk about that in a couple minutes. But some ways that you can communicate with your laws. I want to share a couple of ways to communicate and connect with your laws, and you know, they can, you know, reveal themselves to you. So we connect with our laws through petitions and prayers. So anytime you put out a petition, you pray to your laws, that is a form of connection to them. When you have your intent, right, and your beliefs, that is a way of connecting with the laws. Your energy, so where your focus goes, energy goes, and that is communication to the laws. Because remember, the laws not only hear your petitions and prayers that you share with them, because they're energetic beings connecting with you on an energetic level, they also can read and understand your heart's intent, your heart's desire, your heart's beliefs, also where your energy and your focus goes. That's where their energy and focus goes. So being mindful of how you, again, this goes back to, you know, thoughts creates things. The, you know, what you focus on is kind of what manifests. So making sure that you're constantly looking to interrupt, if you're constantly focusing on things that you don't want, they help those things manifest more, right? And so it's important that you're aware of how you're manifesting energy. And you'll have the laws. Sometimes if they notice you do that too much, they actually will reach out and they will advise you not to think about certain things, not to talk about certain things, not to put your energy in certain things, particularly if they see that those are not serving your highest good. Sometimes they will come and talk to you and tell you like, hey, you need to change what you're thinking about, or you need to change what you're focused on, because that's not what you need to be focused on right now. So that's, again, what's beautiful is that because they can read that, they can, you know, help guide you on what makes sense for you. I also believe that in connection with the laws, I believe that we have to also be really good at asking high quality questions. And I believe the quality of the questions that we ask, not only of ourselves, but of our laws, also dictate the quality of life we end up manifesting. And so it goes back to, you know, I made this point in the last season. If you are experiencing a string of bad, you know, just bad circumstances, bad, you know, things that continue to happen, sometimes an individual may ask, well, why is this happening to me? Right? And the real question is, what is the lesson that I need to learn? What is it that life is trying to show me that I need, that needs to be brought to my conscious awareness? So you see, I went from, okay, why is this happening to me, to a more high quality question of what is the lesson that I need to learn, and what is it that I need to course correct, right? That changes the vibration of the information you receive. Because if you stay in a space of why is this happening to me, guess what? It's going to keep happening, right? Because again, where focus goes, energy goes. So if you're continuing saying that, you're going to continue to create experiences to have you ask that question. So when we think about, like, sometimes the questions or the prayers or petitions we put out to the laws, we got to think about it in terms of what is the outcome that we are seeking, and how is this outcome serving our higher good? Okay. So really, really important to really consider. Other ways to connect with the laws, again, for those that are a little bit more advanced, maybe offerings, right? So if you have certain offerings, offerings can take the shape of candles, food, it can take gifts, right? Even poetry, right? If you like, hey, I created a poem for you, law, or I created a song for you, or I did a dance for you, or I painted a portrait. Those are all examples of offerings, right, that can take place. And those are all ways to connect with your laws. Another way to connect with your laws is also through service, right? So if you decide to do like community service, you decide to, whether it's like, you know, running a race, you know, in dedication of a particular cause, or donating clothes, or any of those sorts of kind of, you know, charitable services, that's also a way to connect with the laws, right? Because if you're doing it and you decide to do it in their honor, you know, sometimes people do those types of charitable services in the names of their ancestors, right? As a form of ancestor veneration. But you can also do it for your laws as well. And that's a way to connect with them. Because again, the laws are about service, and they're about service to humanity. So what better way than to honor a law than to do a charitable, you know, event or activity in their name, right? You can connect with the laws, you know, like I mentioned, through music. So singing their songs, you know, sometimes if a song comes up that is a song to a specific law, that's a way to connect with them, right? Just to sing it. Because remember, songs are prayers. Same with dance. If you decide to come up with a dance, or there's a dance that you've learned, you know, we're going to talk about dance and specific song. We're going to talk about that in future seasons. But those are ways to connect with the laws, because again, it's about that embodiment. And dance is a beautiful expression of living embodiment of Vodou. You can also connect with the laws through divination, right? Especially if you decide that you're trying to figure out which laws walk with you. Sometimes that's a way to do that. It's not always recommended that's the first way. So again, I go back to like, yes, you can connect with the laws, but finding ways to go inward first before you start to go outward and seek outside support. I always say start inward. And then you connect with the laws. You trust your instincts, right? When you trust your instincts and you walk a path with the laws, that shows that you trust the laws, because they are an embodiment of you at an energetic level. So the more you trust your instincts, the more you trust the guidance that they provide, the stronger you strengthen that connection with them. So it's really interesting that there's all these different ways to connect with laws. And I want to share a couple other things in terms of connecting with laws, like, and this will probably be one of the few times I kind of share, you know, these types of tips. Cause again, I want to stay away from sharing too many practical tips, especially, to just have honor and respect for different bitacios and different societes and lakus and their reglemas. But these tips that I'm going to share, these three tips, they're universal. They're universally known. At least I think they should be. And so I will share them. So tip number one, you know, when we think about connecting with the laws, you don't need a lot of fanfare, right, to speak to them. All you need, and I think any Vodouizan is going to tell you this, all you need is literally a cup of water for a libation offering and a white candle. And that white candle could be, you know, like a small, one of the small Shabbat candles that you light, obviously, you know, in a fire friendly space. Right. And, you know, you follow all the rules, right, of just common sense, just handling candles burning. So it could be a Shabbat candle. It could be like a 3-day or 7-day glass candle, like a white candle. The color white represents all laws. It's considered a universal color. It's funny, we are going to talk about colors and the meanings of colors in future episodes, but essentially white it stands for all of them. Now, over time, as you connect with the laws, they may come back to you and tell you, but white is for everyone. It's really interesting. It's considered a universal color, yet white is sometimes considered the absence of any color. But that's the best candle to get started. So connecting with the laws, you know, it's really, again, going back to your intent, your beliefs, your energy, and your prayers, right? With, you know, on a physical level, with a cup of water for libation and a white candle. Tip number two. Remember, the laws primarily speak Haitian Creole. So while yes, you can, you know, do your prayers and communicate with the laws in English or in French, Haitian Creole is a sure guaranteed direct connection with them. Creole is the most direct way to connect with them. So I highly recommend, if you are serious about connecting with the laws of Haitian Voodoo, I recommend learning Haitian Creole, right? It's really interesting. I've spoken Creole, you know, Haitian Creole, since I was a child. But again, because I don't use it on a day-to-day, on an everyday basis in the past, my Creole wasn't the best. But I found that over the years, as my practice has gotten more, more involved, has become more intense, I've increased by the byproduct, my knowledge of speaking Haitian Creole. And so I do that through, I use tools like, so Duolingo app. There's an amazing kind of Haitian Creole, kind of function that I know that many people use to learn Haitian Creole. Also, Google Translate is pretty good as well. Let's say if you have a specific, prayer or intention that you write out in English, and then you want to like have Google Translate, you know, kind of support. It's not always like exactly accurate, but it's enough for you to be able to, you know, share what you need to share and speak whatever you need to speak. And, you know, remember, this is power of the tongue. So being able to speak to the laws in their language that they understand is, again, the most powerful, most guaranteed direct way to connect with the laws. And the third tip that I'm going to share with folks, this goes back to like manifestation and manifesting, you know, your reality, right? So instead of creating, I won't say instead of, let me use a different word. In addition to creating vision boards and scripts of your dreams and sharing it with people, I know that sometimes there are people have like vision board parties and scripting parties and those sorts of things. I say, you know, me personally, I think share those with the laws, right? Share it with the divine. Tell the laws what your dreams are, right? Speak power into your life. Speak power into what you aspire to be, and, you know, what you aspire to have, how do you want to, you know, be of service to humanity? Like, what are the things that's meaningful to you? You know, because I believe, you know, belief is a tool, right? Belief is a tool to activate those petitions into reality. And I mean, I personally am all about moving in silence. So I know that's not always the case for everyone. But I think sometimes just moving in silence and just in being in conversation with the divine, with your vision boards, with the scripts of what are the things you want to do, I think they really help them, you know, manifest much more faster. Now, keep in mind, you know, I think sometimes your petitions, you know, those that are more aligned with your life's mission typically manifest much faster, right? So there's sometimes the things that we want to do, and then there's just things that, you know, we were called to do. And sometimes there's differences, right? So just kind of keep that in mind, that yes, you can put out vision board and scripts, unless, you know, you're really, really working hard towards those specific things. You may get them, but then you may find out that was not, you know, you decided to do it because that's what you wanted to do in this life, but maybe that was not in alignment with where your life was headed. And I found that to be the case with many things that I've done in my life, where I've been able to accomplish many different of my dreams that I've wanted to do. But it was really interesting in that, in hindsight, those were not really aligned with where I was headed. But because I put so much energy and focus and effort into them, they manifested. But what's interesting is that when something is not in alignment with your destiny, even though you manifested and it's cool for a little bit of time, what happens is that people over time start to not feel satisfied again. And you'll see that. You'll sometimes see individuals where they have amassed so much success and had so much fame and money and whatever the case is, because they worked hard for those things. But when they arrive at those destinations, they don't really feel satisfied. And that reason, it goes back to, well, yeah, they manifested those things because they wanted to in this lifetime, but maybe that's not their true calling. Maybe that was not what was in their true, you know, alignment of their destiny. And maybe there's much more for them to do that's more in alignment of what they came in this life, in this incarnation to do. So keep that in mind when we think about vision boards, we think about scripting our lives and connecting them with the laws, right? And even, you know, so I'm talking about the ones that have been successful. Sometimes, you know, what may appear to be a rejection of a petition, something that we wanted to happen so badly and it didn't happen, sometimes it's actually a redirection, right? So they always say redirection is protection, right? So sometimes the redirection of an intent or a petition of our life, you know, to help us align to something that's even bigger and better, right? Because the spirits see further than us and we'll know if a petition that we're asking for is within our highest good. So just kind of keep those things in mind, you know, when it comes to connecting with the laws and really, you know, inviting them in to, you know, walk a path with you. How do the laws speak back to you? This is going to be the last part of today's episode. How do the laws speak back to you? The laws, they have a lot of different ways that they connect with you. One of the most common ones that I hear people talk about is dreams. Dreams are very powerful ways to connect with laws. I'm going to talk about dreams. I'm going to create an entire episode on dreams in Haitian Vodou in a future season. But dreaming is definitely a way that they connect with you. So if you're an individual that you get dreams from time to time, I highly recommend start to record them, right? So when you wake up, start to journal. Some people journal through, you know, actual physical pen and paper. Some people use like a notes app on their phone. Other people record their dreams, like, you know, voice clips, whatever works for you. But take the time to record your dreams, especially if you are one. So that's an entire episode all on itself. But yes, dreams is one way that the laws will connect with you. Depending on who you are as an individual, some individuals experience visions. Having visions or flashes of information, you know, that comes to them at different times. Sometimes individuals will, you know, have, you know, the laws speak back to them through sound. They may hear a particular song, or someone says something to them that is almost like an answer to like a prayer or an intent that they had. Sometimes, actually, I want to go back to dreams. Sometimes individuals, other people may dream for you and come back and bring you the message, right? Or have a vision or a sound or something, and they come and share it with you. That's also another way that we sometimes see the law speak back to us. Sometimes it's a general knowing, right? Like you just kind of get like, I like the word downloads. Like sometimes you just kind of get these like spiritual downloads, and it's like a question you may have had, and then all of a sudden you kind of get the answer, but you're right, really not quite sure how you got the answer. But that's also a way that the laws can speak to you. They can speak to you through synchronicities. You know, as I mentioned, whether it's through song, it's through certain situations unfolding or certain information being revealed to you over time, someone calling you and giving you an update about something, or, you know, it's really interesting how synchronicities can take place and how they can shape. Through meditation. So if you have a strong meditative practice, that may be another way that you can connect. If that's something that you're interested in, listeners, I would love to do an episode to talk about meditation in Haitian Vodou. Feel free to send me an email, aguacerito@gmail.com, if you want me to talk about meditation in Haitian Vodou. But that is another way, because again, they're energetic beings, right? So when we think about meditation, sometimes messages do come through. Information does come through either during the meditative state or immediately after that. Divination. sometimes messages from specific spirits do come through in divination if you decide to go to a trusted spiritualist. And then the last one I'm going to talk about, and I purposefully left it last, is mounting or possession. So when I say mounting or possession, again, I think I'm going to create a whole entire episode to talk about that in the future. This is when an individual actually becomes mounted by a specific law, and that law then speaks through that individual, either through hand gestures, or they speak to them through, you know, speaking their voice and just having a conversation with them. While I think what's interesting is that mounting is definitely a means of communication, but there's sometimes this westernized belief that mounting outweighs other forms of communications with the law. And that is not necessarily true. I know many, many Vodouisans that either they don't get mounted, or haven't been around anyone that's mounted, and they have very strong, highly aligned relationships with their laws, because again, they speak to their laws through dreams, through visions, through other means of communication. So while yes, mounting is one way, it is not the only way. It does not outweigh the other means of communicating with the laws. So I think, you know, kind of lastly, when it comes to, you know, the law speaking back to you, remember that patience is key, to not be in a rush. You know, laws, they're going to respond in their own time, right? And the laws responding on their own time is different from the human construct and measurement of time and space. You know, there's certain times when you put out a specific ask or an intent, you may get an immediate response. Sometimes I've heard individuals sharing, like, I thought about it. I didn't even talk to the laws yet. I just thought about it, and then I already got a message back. But then other times, it may take some time, right? It may take a long time to get a response, because either, you know, for a variety of different reasons, right? It's just not the right time for, you know, a certain information to be revealed. Maybe there's other lessons to be learned. There's other things that needs to just be more clarity of a specific situation, right? There's a lot of reasons why you may not hear a response back, or hear it back in a timely manner, I should say, because you're going to hear a response. Anytime you send out a prayer or an intent to the laws, you will get a response. Now, it may not be what the response you want. It may not be at the time that you want it, but you will get a response anytime you reach out to them in that regard, and you are in alignment with them. So you just have to be patient in terms of connecting with them. I think the biggest way to ensure that you're able to, you know, the laws speak back to you is to really talking to the laws, building a relationship with the laws that walk with you. So I think that's like a one-on-one for Vodouisans. If you are a newbie Vodouisan, one of your first kind of calls of action is to find out which laws walk with you. Because remember, each Vodouis is an escort of different laws that walk with them from the time they were born to the time of death. So, you know, to really ensure that you're building relationships, and it's not to say you can't build relationships with other laws, but those laws, the ones that walk with you, have to give you what we call passage. They have to light the way for other laws to accompany you. So it's really important that you take the time to know which laws walk with you, and you take the time to get to know the laws that walk with you. And again, this goes back to the laws choose you, right? And they choose you from childbirth. Many of these laws come from ancestral, you know, from your ancestors. Some of them may be your ancestors deified. And so being able to learn about them, knowing which laws show up in your life, is extremely, extremely important. You'll also find that sometimes some laws, because we all have a spiritual court, if you will, of different laws, you'll find that some laws are more active in your life at certain stages of your life than other times. So as you kind of move from stage to stage, phase to phase of your life, every stage of your life requires a different version of you. And every stage of your life sometimes requires a different expression of energetic support for you. While there's going to be some laws that's going to be with you, you know, your main laws, you know, we call them your metet, right? You're the master of your head, you know. In other traditions, you may hear terms like ori, right? So your metet stays with you from birth to death. But again, you have an access to a spiritual court of a number of laws that pop in and pop out depending on where you are on your life's mission. And your job as a vodouisan is to find out who these laws are and make sure you're building relationships with them, right? And again, you can build with others, but start with them because they really light the path to your true internal alignment. So that is our conversation for today's season 2 premiere. Like I said, in our next, we're going to kick off and talk about the role of God in Haitian Vodou. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. As usual, we're going to go ahead and close out today's episode in prayer. Thank you to the Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who have walked with us in the sacred gathering. Thank you to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, whose wisdom and sacrifices have paved the way for our existence. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and for the wisdom we have revealed in this moment. We now release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all is needed has been received. All that is to be learned will unfold, and all that is to be shared in time. Aibobo, ago ago, bo asao, alaso, aoshenago, jabodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa sen bo. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerrito podcast. Thank you. for joining us on the Aguacerito podcast show. Together, we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Aguacerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.